If you have a request or shout out, hit us up live in the studio.
You are now tuned.
Good evening and welcome back to your favorite podcast. It's your girl Samantha here on Kude FM, and I am super grateful for everyone who's been listening into my podcast. A lot of you have been sending me requests and you all want to join into the bandwagon. I'm super grateful for that. But anyway, today we have something super different. Last week we did an episode on talking to someone who is not currently living in Zimbabwe, but today we have someone from Zimbabwe who's going to be giving us an account of a relationship, situationship, entanglement that happened in their life. So let's get to our caller. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Samantha?
I'm fine. How's the weather in Zimbabwe?
It's so cold. So cold.
I do miss Zimbabwean winters because Japanese winter is just on another level.
So which season are you in right now?
We are in summer. It's super hot and humid.
I am so sorry, my guy.
Okay, so here on Kude FM, we always want to make our callers feel very comfortable with their privacy. So if you'd like to maintain your privacy and not tell us your real name, can you tell us your pseudonym? What's your fake name?
Audrey.
Audrey, okay. Your fake name is Audrey. Audrey, how old are you?
I am 23,
okay, residing in Zimbabwe. Audrey, can you give us an account of what today's story is going to be about?
Okay, like we discussed before, we are talking about bad breakups today.
Okay, bad breakups, okay.
Yes.
So we can call this segment or this particular episode bad breakups, and I don't know, some kind of advice. What would you like people to get from your story?
Oh my goodness. What can I say about bad breakups? How do I put it? If I start talking about this, I get all emotional, you know.
Oh, so this was a really bad breakup. How long was this relationship?
Oh my goodness. Almost 3 years.
3 years? Okay, that's a lot of time. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad was the breakup? 10 being the worst, 1 being okay.
Let me just say 8.
Wow. Okay. That seems like there's a heavy load of stuff that happened. Okay. So can you give us like a background, like a backstory of the whole situation? How did you guys meet?
To the breakup.
Yeah. How did you guys meet? Like, I would like to know the initial phase, and then we get into the, you know, the murky stuff, the breakup period and everything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like if I explain this, everyone will know.
You can try and make it very vague, you know. Just pick the main points. Don't get too much into detail if you feel like a lot of people will be able to recognize this.
Yeah, they will. Okay, cool. So this is what happened. I met this guy at school.
Yeah.
So it was through a friend.
Okay,
so
through a friend. Like a so you guys were in the same school?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were in the same school, and what I can say is we bumped into each other.
Okay. Like then the movie type or what?
No. it was not.
Okay.
It was oh my goodness. But then we realized that we had a mutual friend.
Okay.
So that mutual friend is the one that we made the things to happen.
Okay, then they cooked the pots, eh?
You see.
Yeah.
You see. So yeah, fast forward, it was the perfect, you know, the perfect relationship. We were the goals, you know, like people putting you on statuses, relationship goals.
Okay, you know. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm. Before we go further, you were already like, how long was the before dating period? Did you guys just get into it because there was like a mutual attraction or what?
Okay, the thing which happened is we started talking, the semester was about to end, right?
Yeah.
And we started talking, Jay.
Okay.
Talking. Then we went for the school vacations.
Okay.
So it was like from June.
Uh-huh.
Up until, I think, July.
July, yeah.
At end of July. That's when we started dating.
Okay. So
then we
You can go on.
Then we started so we first saw each other like dating, you know, in courts in August.
Okay.
Because we lived far apart from each other. It wasn't like a long distance relationship, the type of thing.
Okay. So we will fast forward into the everything, the perfect, the hashtag Instagram couple goals, everything, the lovey-doveys. How did the breakup start? Because every breakup, in my opinion, it's got like, it's like a process. Stuff happens gradually till you get to the final like breakup point. How did it happen for you guys?
Okay, so the thing which happened, it started after I finished my attachment.
Okay.
Yeah, I was attached at a very nice place.
Okay.
And so, you know, you could visit here and there. So I finished my attachment beautifully and the relationship was okay.
Yeah.
So when I finished my attachment, I went on a shopping spree vacation type of thing at my aunt's place.
Okay, don't mention the country or anything. Just say my aunt's place, okay?
Yeah. So you could see, like, communication-wise, it was now different.
Okay.
Those type of excuses, I'm busy with the work. What?
So he was working now?
He was working,
okay.
Right? So, but before the whole, this whole thing, he was already working, but we could talk.
Okay.
So it all started in January.
Nigga. Which was the third year of your relationship. January of the third year of your relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
It was now like into the third year of the relationship.
Yeah.
So, communication breakdown, you know, the type of thing.
So it was, it because of the distance or it had already started?
Personally, there was now another person involved.
Wow. So you already knew or this is like after the breakup that you knew that, during this period?
You know, like, you know, you'd be speculating, you know, that type of thing.
Ah.
You won't be sure, but you know your person. He was never like that. Then jiggy jig all of a sudden.
Ah, I
this
see.
This person is doing exactly. So in my mind, I was like, it's the distance.
Yeah.
It's the distance. So I came back home and went back to school for my final year.
Yeah.
You know, I was so excited because I was going to be close
to
him. Yes. So you'd be expecting the type of person to come every weekend to see you. Nothing.
It was gone.
Person was like, I'm busy. You know, I finish work late. You know, that type of thing.
Okay.
Then I was like, oh, okay, cool. So this was me. Then I knew this was my final year.
Yeah.
So this guy didn't want me to go out just because he's not there, but at the same time he was not there. When it kept like on Fridays, he could talk to me because he knew that if Fridays you're going out.
Okay.
Period. Yes. So he'll start to talk to me on Fridays, you know, trying to be all sweet. So that if I go offline, he'll try to call me then, you know, music in the background. Then you find out that.
Oh, so he was trying to kind of control
your find something. He was trying to find something.
Okay. So he was trying to... Oh, yes. Okay. I get where you're coming from. You're saying he was trying to find some kind of reason to break up?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. At the day, he was like, you know what? I'm coming to see you.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, oh, okay, cool. It's fine. You can watch. You can come. Then he came. We had a great time. So in the morning, I think I got out of the room. So when I came back, I don't know how I got my password.
For your phone?
For my phone.
Yeah.
Then that's when everything started.
So I'm assuming that when he found the password to your phone, you also had some kind of thing going on, correct?
Not exactly. What he just found out was just the thing was me going out with other guys.
Ah.
Not that I had yes, that type of thing. Like, not that I had any relationship with anyone. You know, I was the loyal girl. You know.
Okay. So was that the final like breaking point or like the deal breaker?
He didn't say anything. Oh, wait, he didn't say anything. When I got back to the room, he didn't say anything. He was all cool.
Okay.
Yes. So then he was like, I know I'm going back home. And I was like, okay. You can go. Then I called him, did you travel safely? Then he was like, wait, I'll talk to you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next minute, that's when I see this long message.
From him?
So when I first saw that message, I knew, oh shit.
So
it's done. So the reason why I want it to be, it went all nasty because we're now exchanging words and everything. Like the small mistake that I did of going out, he made it look like a huge thing.
Okay, so are you saying he broke up with you over text?
Yes, and he said you were talking to people that I said don't talk to, you know.
Wow. But I don't, in my opinion, I don't think you made it a mistake because given that you're also living your life in school or wherever you are, you're trying to also enjoy it because I believe he was also enjoying his life in his own way. If you're saying you did not have anything with these guys, that was just a bit of, like, he found an opening, that's all. There was no fault whatsoever, in my opinion.
So the thing that hurt me the most is the statement that he used.
Oh.
He wanted, like, my ex. So he said the reason why we are breaking up, it's because I want you to enjoy your final year.
Oh.
Do you get it? Okay. So he made it look like he's doing me a favor.
A favor. Yeah. Wow.
So that I enjoy my final year without him, without anyone calling me, where are you? What are you doing? You know.
That is so underhanded. He really found like a nice way to just... It's not even a nice way anyway, because... That's why I was saying for me, it felt like he was trying to control your life to some extent. And now, him saying that I want you to enjoy your final year means that he doesn't want to take time to allow, like, okay, I get it. It's complicated. Yeah.
It's really complicated. So that's when I realized that it was not even all about me. It was because of the other girl.
Oh, so when did you find out about the other girl?
I found out about the other girl, I think soon after
the breakup.
The breakup, I think months after the breakup. So we talked after the breakup. Then he was like, "Hey, I don't think I'm ever going to love anyone." But he was already
in love with someone else.
He was already in a relationship. Yeah.
Wow. So.
And it really made all sense when he tweeted.
Ah, the Twitter street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, you can go on.
Like he tweeted something about, he said, what exactly? I can just paraphrase what he said. Like, my girlfriend is a very good cook. So in my mind, I'm like, yes, me personally, I'm a chef, right? But me, I didn't cook anything.
Okay.
Yes, that's when everything all started. So he thought I didn't know about it and everything. So,
okay,
yeah.
Wow. So,
yeah.
Looking back, what would you change about your relationship or the breakup phase? Is there anything you would change between the two?
I think I tried too much, you know. I feel like I'm the one who did all the
heavy work.
The work.
Uh huh. So you feel like you loved him more than he loved you?
Yes. That's exactly.
Okay.
And I give everyone, like everyone knew. No.
So, in your opinion, has your experience or the whole relationship changed your perspective of how you're going to be in your next relationship? If you are in a relationship, have you changed certain aspects of how you like approach relationships now?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're still the same heartless romantic?
No. I don't think I'm still the same. Firstly, I no longer post, you know, the person I'm dating. I can just put your hand.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because they are village people, you know.
Village people are doing the most. Village people are doing the most.
Okay, so you have stopped sharing on social media. What else have you changed?
I don't show you that, you know, I can't live without you. Like, I'll have that phase. Kuti, you know what, my guy, go. I don't care. But deep down in my heart, I'll be like, yeah, please go.
But that's.
I'm not showing it.
Don't you feel like you are also restraining, like, the just being vulnerable in a relationship? Because I do understand where you're coming from, but doesn't that kind of like restrain your an element of fully enjoying the relationship somehow?
I don't know. Right now I'm not in a serious relationship, right?
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay, but I feel I like your story, and I think the moment you told me that this is like a thing that happened during school, I think almost everyone has that kind of relationship. Of course, some people get married after meeting during their university days, but I feel almost everyone has that kind of story where they were really, really deeply in love with someone, but you know, it doesn't end up the way we wanted it to be, you know. So do you have any last words you'd like to say to our listeners? Anything that you would, any like one statement, any relationship advice?
Okay, personally, I'd want to say, just have to live in the moment.
Yeah.
I know I say, I don't want to be that, you know, hopeless, romantic, that type of person. But if you are that type of person,
mm-hmm.
and something bad happens, don't worry about it. Just have to pick up yourself.
Yeah.
Just yourself. Move forward.
Yeah. True that. Wow. Okay. Thank you,
girl.
So much.
Sometimes the breakup is a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen to that. Many people, I feel, don't realize sometimes it's painful during the moment, but sometimes it's a sign that it was not meant to be. You just need to move on and see what's coming up next in your life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, Audrey. It was a pleasure having you here on Kuda FM. Keep on falling in love and being the hopeless romantic that you are. We love hopeless romantics here. It's a motto. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me so much.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode. We will catch you in the next episode right here on Kuda FM. And make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are always available there. And if you have any topic suggestions, you can DM us or inbox us using those platforms. Thank you so much. Until next time, good night.
Good vibes.
If you have a request or shout out, hit us up live in the studio.